namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa macchima patipatthā sammāditthi sammāsaṅkappo สัมมาวาจาสัมมากัมมันโตสัมมาอาชีวะสัมมาวายาโมสัมมาสติสัมมาสมาธิติติGood evening everyone. How are you? How is your day today?Working, studying, busy. How many of you find difficult to find this room? How many times that you use this room? More than a year?
Start from this year.
Is it easy to find a room?Anyone feel quite difficult to find a room? No? Good. So when it's easy to find a room, that means you already found the middle way. Correct? Because you found it, that's why it become easy. So because of easy, that means that you achieve your mission.So become mission possible, mission accomplished. Because if you don't find the way yet, maybe you still get lost in that building or that building. Can't find the middle way yet. So maybe middle way is the way that we can achieve whatever we plan, whatever we would like to get, and then we got it.So that way, we should use the word middle way, because we can get whatever we desire. So sometimes we turn right, like the drawing there, turn right to go around, and maybe can't find it, then we come back. Turn left, still can't find it, so we come back and choose this way. So in that case, we should say that our way of lifewhatever we like to get and we got it, we call that style as the middle way, in the middle. Why? Because on the way to accomplishment, you can see that you have to adjust, you have to change, you have to slow down, and sometimes you have to speed up. So many things until we got it here. So we can't sayThat we practice the middle way completely yet if our mission not accomplished yet. Still trying, correct? How many of you already graduate from this university? 1, 2, thank you. So 2 of you already found the middle way. Correct?Because your graduation already accomplished. The rest still find the middle way. Still have to adjust between helping Unibuds organize that party night called body night. And then have to study for exam. So we're still looking for the balance, the time,to be active, helping the Buddhist societies at the time to study. If you don't find the balance, the middle way yet, you can be really active in Unibuds, but you didn't pass the exam. No graduation. So we can see that it's only accomplishment that people can claim. I found it. I found the way.But if not accomplished yet, it's just trying, adjusting, trying, effort, trying all the time. You can interview both of them who graduate. They try until the last day, until got the degree already, finish, accomplish, can relax, happy, peaceful. So it's just only trying. But then how can we know that that is the middle way? Because we're still trying. There is something that we all need to observe all the time. All the time. We have to observe all the time. We have to pay attention to see the response, the reaction of whatever we are doing. It makes it get nearer to destination or not. If the person left, for example, if the person there looking for this room, and he turned left, and he telephoned Ian, how far from the car park? Maybe Ian say walk only 5 minutes. He already keep on walking 15 minutes. Maybe you have to call Ian, which direction we're going. That is called observing and investigation. See the feedback, respond. Oh, go too far, then you can come back. Turn to the right. Ian, is this direction? Ian say, yeah, keep on going. 15 minutes already. Maybe wrong direction again. Call Ian. Maybe you walk too far, come back. So all the time, interview both of them. They have to investigate, self-examination, evaluation, or check themselves all the time. So walking and then checking, walking and checking, working, checking all the time, in order to make sure that we are in the right track. How can we know that we are in the right track? In Buddhist point of view, it's really clear. Means that we have less headache. If we are on the right path, less headache. Less worry, less stress, less emotional pain, less suffering. That means we are on the right path. So this is a good thing for us to check that we are on the way that we want or not. Because in Buddhist teaching it's really clear that we aim for no worry. Conclusion of the Buddha's teaching, no worry. If you worry still, you're not in the middle way. Because the Buddha say no worry. Because look at his statue, always smile. Always smile, peaceful, he's no worry. Come here, no worry. He point away. This is the way, no worry. If you walk this way, less and less worry. So how can we know? I bring some coins with me. Honey. This is one direction. Some people choose to walk on the honey way. Not honeymoon yet. Honey way. They will choose only the road that paved with roses. Easy, nice, convenient, comfortable. Always people smile and nice to us all the time. Choose that way. Walk into that direction. I'm tired, I'll just take a nap. I feel bored, just watch more TV. If you're hungry, eat more cakes. And you'll be fine. Some people may choose to follow such kind of direction. So sweet, so easy, whatever we like. Or we start to feel uncomfortable, or change the chair immediately. You see, too warm, aircon, like that. So that means that easy way. People love to be nice, comfortable. But some people may choose another direction. Silly direction. One not enough. See? Oh, discipline. 8 o'clock, come to the classroom, wake up 5 o'clock, wake up. 6 o'clock, go to take a shower. 7 o'clock, get into the bus. 8 o'clock, in the classroom. Discipline. Some people may choose into that direction, very strict, in order to walk into the path. Quite difficult, strict. So, in order to keep on walking, be patient, tough, strict order to follow. So sometimes we encounter these two things, between sweet and chili, honey and chili. But you can see that in our mind, individual two of them who graduate already, they have to use sometimes honey, and sometimes they have to eat chili. Sometimes we may have to feel really nice, comfortable, so we keep on walking, keep on doing things. But sometimes they have to be very strict to themselves. Oh, Harry Potter, last version. But exam coming. Sometimes a bit strict. No. Spend this time study, like chili. Oh, I like to watch that movie. No, study. Sometimes the two of them have to be strict with themselves. Say no chocolate, no TV, not more music, no party, never study. That kind of strict, in order to keep on the direction, walk the direction that we want. So we can see that in order to walk into the way, these two techniques always come. Like this evening, we do walking, we do sitting meditation, the mind swing, the mind not calm, use honey, loving kindness, bring the mind back. But sometimes think of loving kindness, keep on going, go out of the world. Sometimes the mind is not calm, so we use chili in meditation. Does that mean that we give chili for you to eat? That means that to be more strict, more controlled, more responsible, more active. See? So in order to keep the mind in the middle again. So in our life, sometimes we have to be nice in ourselves, so we keep on going, whatever we are doing. In this world full of challenge and temptation, sometimes people can be rude to us, and we feel quite bad. Sometimes we feel really upset, feel so down. That time we can't walk on this direction. We seem to stop. We seem to be hopeless. We feel so discouraged. And we come in conclusion that I don't think I can do it. Maybe that time we need to eat more honey. Something nice. Something make us feel so comfortable, so sweet, loving kindness. Surround ourselves by nice people, inspiring people. Say that, oh, you're good, you have done wonderful, not to be worried, you have done a great thing, or at least today you look so good. Honey talk, sweet talk, inspire a person up. And then sometimes we can be quite stubborn. We can be stubborn, we take a risk into direction that we should not. After many people birthday, many people functions, parties, and they have no time to study, no time to join university. There's so many parties. So sometimes we have to be strict to ourselves, no more parties. See. And sometimes we can't make ourselves like that. So our friends say, why party again? Some friends say, I not approve for you to go for another party. That is like chili. Sometimes we need that a friend who confirm that no is better. No is better. Don't take it. Sometimes we need that a push as well. Push in order to resist temptation. Of course, we don't have that a pleasure because it's chili. It's hot. It's not comfortable. It's not that easy. It's quite difficult. You ask me to study, they have fun party there. You ask me to study here. This is taking chili. See? But it's good for our exam, for our study, for our graduation. Say, oh, I want party, but I need to study. That kind of chili. So take difficult route, uncomfortable, painful now, but we are on the track. So we can see in our life, Dhamma is like this. Dhamma need to be handled between chili and honey in order to keep on direction that we want. In the time of the Buddha, in the ancient world, 2,500 years ago, these two techniques happened to be very clear and become a popular practice in those days. People who follow honey are people who believe that only nice thing in the world will make the mind no worry. If you want the craving in the mind to stop, you have to take more honey. Not only this honey, more honeymoon. That's why the idea of harem. You heard about that? Harem. If you can't imagine how harem look like, watch the movie James Bond. Yeah. Behave like James Bond. So many ladies. That is harem. Please yourself with honey. Enjoy the sensual pleasure. Until one day you see enough, I am on the right track, I will be enlightened. That is a popular practice in India. That people say, don't be too harsh or too hard to yourself. Be kind to yourself, love yourself. Whatever you want, give to yourself. And then you're happy forever. That is another extreme, honey. Whereas another wing, no more honey, no single drop of sweet. They offer you only chili. Self-mortification. In order to purify the mind, you don't be that slave. Don't take that honey. Honey is poison. You see, like ants. You know, many ants die because of sugar. That's why this group say no to sugar. No to all that pleasant feeling. Because pleasant feeling is a trap. Like ants die because of sugar. Our mind get out of the trap because all the sweet things in the world, we got tempted by them. And our mind is too weak. We can't get out from them. So, first hand or very first thing, do not allow ourselves to have any sugar, any sweet thing, any nice thing, don't come to me. So my mind can become peaceful. Not only stop honey, they take chili. They torture themselves, sit, stand on a nail. Have you seen such called Indian hermits torture themselves? Someone never cut their hair. They have so long, a few meters long. Someone never take a shower. Torture themselves. Winter time, they went into the river, sit in the river, freezing cold. That is their chili. Do not let the mind take any sugar, any pleasant feeling, so the mind can be peaceful. Not allow any kind of temptation. So far that they keep on torturing themselves, inflict pain all the time. They feel that their mind on the track. No desire, no greed, no craving. See, that is extreme in the time of the Buddha. So, but in the modern day, it is what we already experienced, between very relaxed and very strict. Fofan is our president for this year. His name says something already. His name tends to be full of honey. As a leader, president of Geneva, everyone come, good, thank you, everyone, good boy, good girl, good friends, come party, oh, nice, oh, you make mistake, no worry, no worry, late, no worry, no worry, you good, nice, do whatever you like to do. Yeah. like that. Is this honey? And they look for fun. We need to be stronger than this. We need to be more strict than this. No, 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 no. Honey, honey, honey. Drink honey. Don't talk about that. So, sometimes we call too kind can be what you call spoiled. Correct? Sometimes a leader so kind, when too kind become what? Spoiled. And what happened? People don't do their duties. So the mission can't accomplish. But some leader, I think there are a few president of university here. Some no. 7 o'clock, why you just arrived? These days 7 o'clock. Some president use Chile policy. You are a member of Unibus, correct? You are what you call executive, correct? Yeah, so you have to be sharp, punctual. You have to do that job. Who is an English organizer? Who's that? Yeah. So Chile policy, strict like this, like that. Yeah. Someone say, some of your friends in the member organizing body night, oh, I am not so well today. No, we have meeting now. Chile policy, very strict, we call use authority. Where this one use kindness, loving kindness. So how? That's why they say a good leader have to have both honey in the hand and chili in another hand. That is a perfect leader. No, and but have to know the right time. Give honey to the right time. And sometimes have to give chili as well. That is how good leader in the world is like that. The Buddha, for example, is a leader as well. Mahatma Gandhi, who can gain India independence, he not only sweet talk, he's chilly too, very strict in his life. So that is how we try to find balancing all the time. Balance. Too chilly too much, if some president of the United States always yelling, ordering, authority. You know I'm president. When you see me, you have to do like this. Use too much chili. Then people will slowly form this going to be three. And from and from three can reduce to two fingers, one finger. too much silly. People just withdraw. Too strict. Too much authority. No kindness, no sweet at all. So this is how balancing. See. Now I got another toy. You know what is this animal called? Yeah. Devil. Tasmanian devil. You saw in the zoo? He always sleeping or running and angry all the time, correct? This one, hard to see them sit still. When we went to some zoo, I see them just running, running, running. Never stop. See? And another one. This one says, koala. Hello. Koala. I'm devil. Like that. So, in our meditation retreat in the monastery that we have organized for when we start the place 21 years ago, in any meditation class, we can separate people into two groups. One is Tasmanian devil group, one follow koala. Sitting in meditation, someone just and half of the room running, exciting, planning, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan D, plan D. Like that. So half of the room followed this active. Another half running, ring the bell, ping. So the mind, which is so much energy, we call hyperactive. See, never be still, can't stop, running all the time. Sometimes our mind is like this, become restless. So many ideas. You ask your friend, body night is coming, please plan for, can you compose one song for me? First of all, ask Susan. Can Susan compose one song for me? Susan, okay. And next day she comes, I have one song for you, plan A. But if you don't like plan B, or plan C, or D, E, F, G, H, I have plan, I have so many songs for you, 100 of them. Like that. Like this, the mind is like this. So much energy. There's another one. You ask them, oh, please, we're going to have a play. Please help to write what you call the script. Okay, see you tomorrow. Then tomorrow, I'm just thinking about that. Next week, I'm still thinking about that. 1 month later, oh, really? Oh, okay, I think about that. Yeah. Some parts of the mind so relaxed, like koala. Really? 49 to 24th August? Oh, still far. Then we take a nap. See? This one. Oh, 24th? Really? 24th August? How many more days? Oh, hurry up. Relax. That is how the mind is. In whatever we are doing, the mind sometimes so much energy, and sometimes so relaxed, takes time. So, in practice of meditation, people need to balance it between too much energy and too low energy. See? How to be in the balance? To be this one alert, clear, active. This one sleep, relax. Meditation is in the middle. See, this one have to be slow down, and this one have to wake up. So that means active, but calm. See, active, relax, together. Active and relax, then can work well. And that is the character of samadhi, calmness of mind. See, if this one want to go, oh, don't pull down, no, plan A is enough, plan A is enough. And this one, oh, wake up. Go together, see. Relax and clear, come together. So whatever we like to accomplish, we can get it. That is called the middle way. See. So we can see already the character, how the middle way happened in our own mind. So now it's a matter of how to balance it. When the chili belongs to this one and the honey belongs to this one, when is the right time to use either one of them? So I would like to ask for one volunteer to ride this bicycle. You know, we carry all the way from Bandar Noon. Anyone volunteer? Yeah? Come, yeah.
But is it too big, too small?
You see how it can be in front here. Forward and back. Yeah, right now, come. Yeah. Yes, forward and back. Please. You want me to move the table?
No.
Speed limit, okay, here. Yeah. Yep. Just come back. A few more times, let us. Yeah. Yeah, a few times. You know, Linus, that he is able to ride a bike. One thing is important is, what is the important thing to ride a bike?
Balance.
Good. Thank you. That is a secret. Balancing. Balance it. And who teach you how to balance it?
My
dad. Your dad? Sure? See? Yeah. By falling over, how many times you get bruised in your knees, cut in your hands because of the bicycle?
Countless.
Countless. See? Just only by herself. Dad can tell the his what they call how to. Dad may hold you a little while, but you never ever to ride on it until dad lets you go. Alright? Dad can teach only by theory, by explaining. But we are the one who have to get that pain, bruise and cut and bleeding. Countless. Eventually we learn how to balance it. And one more time. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Oops, good. Yeah. Now Linus come back here. Come this way, please. Now Linus going to ride a bike and carry something in her hand. Honey. Yen. Yeah. Oh. You see how you go?
With my hand?
Yes, by hand.
My hand.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah,
yeah, who like to volunteer? One hand on the bike. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I can do it. She can do it. Yeah. See? See? Thank you, Linus. Now two hands. Okay. Thank you. See? Thank you so much, Linus. Thank you. Thank you so much. So you can see that it is only our own experience who tell us that how much weight we should put to the right, how much weight we should put to the left, how fast we should go, how slow we should have. Okay. It's just only our own we call mindfulness and awareness. Without mindfulness and awareness, if you try to talk to Linus as she on a bike, ask her to plan for body night, some drama, some show, some sketch, some song. Maybe she lost such kind of mindfulness, awareness of the bike. See, she may fall over. Like I asked her to hold a bucket of honey. If she not exercise that kind of awareness, mindfulness more, she may fall over. But she has to increase more awareness, correct? You have to balance more. So everything balance or adjusting start with the word awareness and mindfulness. To be aware that now the mind is too much energy. Can't study. Too excited. See, too excited. You can't concentrate on whatever we are doing. So awareness know that now the mind can't. You know, sometimes in the monastery I came back, I came to Sydney morning and then went back to Badaloo late evening. arrive at 5 o'clock, evening chanting starts at 6. I have to tell the monk, sorry, I can't do meditation with you because my mind is like this. I know that I can't sit meditation. So I have to excuse myself, go out to do walking meditation or Tai Chi or yoga, I take a shower so become more relaxed. Then I can sit. So we have to know the situation, read our own mind by using such kind of mindfulness and awareness to know that now is out of balance. I can't make my mind clear, not relax. So do something. When it's too much energy, too restless, so we may have to select something that calm down this person, calm down this mind. When the mind is too excited, then select something opposite. For example, don't stay in the room where people play a rock and roll music because this is too active already. Okay, so maybe play soft music, calm down, calm down. See? Don't look at the red color to activate. Then turn to green, dark green color, calm down. So don't turn on too many lights, too active. Dim the light, calm down. Don't drink Coca-Cola at that time because too excited. Drink some fruit juice, calm down. Or tea, calm down. So this is how we need to know how to balance it, how to bring this one. And this can be done only by awareness, mindfulness, and understanding. We got understanding that the mind is like this already. So we can't bring it down immediately. So we have to do this, do that, arrange the conditions, factors, calm down. This is called understanding. Awareness is similar to the word understanding. Even though a little bit understanding, I understand that my mind is too active, too excited. I can't sit now. Let me go for a walk. I have to burn the energy first and then calm down. There's another wing where the mind is so passive, so inert, hopeless, helpless, no motivation, so relaxed, why hurry? Relax. Can't reactivate, can't motivate oneself, feel so depressed, feel low, feel down, feel hopeless. Feel no one loves me in the world. I am not that good anymore. So that time, awareness, mindfulness, understanding down the mind go to the bottom of the line. This is the time that have to do something opposite, something that can give the energy reactivate. Then go eat, take more chili, something hot, activate. See, hot. The rock and roll music. Turn on all the light. Look at the red color. More fashion. Fresh air. Talk to some people who have plan A to plan Z. So this person get the energy from outside. Then awake. Feel hope. Feel inspired. Feel awake. Can't sleep because all the light on. Can't find any corner to sleep. All the light on. All every corner. Light enough, turn all the window, curtain, more air, fresh air, come. That is surrounding factors, helping. See, helping the person, helping the mind to be hopeful, to be active, to be cheerful. Look at the world, do not look at that Mayan calendar 2012. Don't think about that. Yeah. Think of something, oh, the world is so beautiful. Yeah. Think of something more positive, hopefully, something bright dream, bright future, that reactivate the mind. Think positively of how good you are, see, then feel happy again. This is to give in the energy to this kind of mind, which is so low. So this is understanding. Understanding that can't pull the passive mind immediately, but have to do some surrounding factors, conditions, call in the friends, call, make the phone call, order more food in, whatever. So this one awake and alert, have to do so many things to bring up. So this is called understanding. Understanding, able to read what happened in our life, in our mind. So when the mind become clear, active and relaxed, now we can start again. So this is why it's very important in the Buddhist teaching that we can see this symbol.
Sorry. This is the one book. Thank you.
This is what we see, first thing. What do you call this one?
Orange.
Good. This called orange. Good. Dhamma orange. The first part of orange. We call understanding, or we call view. Yeah? Right view. Understanding. Understanding that what my mind, what, how the mind, or what is the feeling now? Feel low, or feel happy, calm, or hyperactive. This understanding must come first. Understand what happened now in the mind. Clear or not clear, healthy or not healthy, body and mind together. Because of understanding, that's why we are able to plan how to do, what to do, in order to make the mind calm but active. So because of understanding, that is why we start to think, planning. See? We start to think that now the mind is so active. Too active, so active. Then what to do? Don't give him any more chili. He's so active already. This one going to kill him. He go on top of the roof, go through the ceiling. So maybe give him honey. Calm down, sweet. Relax. So the thought to pick it up. Oh, this is a time that I feel so nervous. So what I should do? Take a deep breath. Walk into the garden, see the water, waterfall, fountain, relax. That is the thought that makes us do something. There is the time that I feel so low, so tired, hopeless, understanding now what happened in the mind. Then the thought that give chili, more project, inspiration, hero, see, yeah. Boyfriend, girlfriend. So, so this is how understanding, so we have the idea, thought and idea come together. And after then, when you have thought and idea, so it becomes speech. If no one around, you know there is one volunteer I always see in the kitchen. When I walk past the kitchen, I heard she talk to someone, and I look. Nobody. She said, I talk to myself. Sometimes I talk to myself too. Because sometimes all the brain keep on going, the idea. Sometimes we talk to ourselves to confirm or to reconfirm. See? Sometimes I have to dig the soil alone. And the mind think, oh, why me alone? They have to think, good, Pramana, I talk to myself. Good boy, keep on doing, good, traveling the sand. Talk to ourselves to reconfirm.
So when there's no one around, we still talk to ourselves or even in the head. That's called as speech, right? Speech. Talk in a way that now you feel so low, talk to yourself, be more active. There are many good things in the world to do. Sometimes too excited, too excited. Everything I have so plan B, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, O. Talk to yourself, calm down, relax, relax. Everything will be alright. Everything will be okay. Plan one is good enough. People are very happy. Have to talk to ourselves to bring the mind back in the center of balance. And because of talk to ourselves, that's why it leads into action. Think what we should do, then do it. Become the action that can help to bring the mind back into the balance. Feel hopeless, then get out, walk to your friend, that room in your apartment or dormitory, that room, a lot of rock and roll music, go in, knock the door, can I join you? Action, take it. Was so excited. That room was so loud music. Go in that room, that room, that room, that soft music, Tai Chi. So this is our action, leading into action. And because of whatever we say and keep on doing, thinking, saying, doing, think about it, plan, speak about it, do it. When you do it so often, so it becomes. Style, lifestyle, or habit. Now we start to change our habit already. Habit to bring the mind into balance. Some people have that habit until they call it their style. We have our lifestyle, a positive one. Because our understanding view, understanding, that's why the way we think, the way we say, the way we act. When you do it so much often, it becomes your style. Everyone has our own style in life. My style can be really active and do things a lot of projects, a lot of things, and love to move the body. Everyone has the style. But if we start with understanding, that's why we can adjust everything. So that our style become positive for a person. You can't ask some monks in Pattanoon, Pattana Asayadara, to follow my style. Because it's different. My style is I have to sweat out every day. That's my style. Then I feel good. If there's no job to do, I have to go alone with a shower, dig, shower the sand at least one ton. Then I can meditate. So good. Someday I have to plan, give a lecture, I have to research, read so many books. Then, if you go to one, you see that my research plan, I can't sit. I can't sit and research in computer like this. Make me sick. So I have to rebuild my table high up and put the laptop, whatever, I standing like this the whole day. And then I walk. Come back. You ask him. I have to make my own special research table because I can't sit. If I sit, my brain not flow. I have to stand and walk. So my style is like that. So you can't ask for Anand to do like me. You can't ask the other monks to do like us. Because we are different. The different mind, different character. So we have to find our own lifestyle that can fit into our self. That the mind can become balanced. Every time in the monastery from Monday to Friday, except Saturday and Sunday when we have visitors, we have one Kim always come to cook. When we have some nun came to cook, and we have to ask both of them, after eating, get out of the kitchen. My turn. I love to watch. Wash all the dishes, and Prananda come here, clean the floor, sweep the floor. We have to do something. And I feel good, I feel nice. So somebody say, why the effort in the kitchen, washing all the dishes, clean the stove and the sink, and Prananda clean the floor? That's their style. If you don't allow them to do, they don't have good meditation. Let them do it. Feel good. So that is our style. So we have to notice that our style of doing, talking, saying, your furniture, your color, car, shoes, whatever, that can bring our mind into that active and relax. See? So stick on that style. Become more productive and keep us on the track to accomplish our mission. So from the style, then because it is a positive lifestyle, because a positive, that's why it is going to produce this one. The lifestyle that be full of energy, effort, active effort. Effort, diligence come together with the word patience, endurance. So far that we find the right lifestyle, you become active automatically, yet patience at the same time. So such a person already not to be such kind of drowsy. Effort doesn't mean that go up through the roof. Active and calm at the same time. And maintain such kind of active and calm. Powerful but relaxed. This is the effort to maintain them. So when we find the lifestyle that can make our mind so powerful yet calm, maintain such kind of practice, maintain such kind of conditions and factors. If that shoes make you so clear, calm, use it. Don't need to change. The windows, the temperature, the food, friends, location, whatever, that can maintain this active and calm mind. Effort, try to do it. Keep on doing it. See? And it becomes easier because it becomes your lifestyle already. Once it becomes lifestyle, it is easy. And because of that kind of lifestyle, that try to maintain such kind of condition, so we call mindfulness. It increases more mindfulness. Because we are able to change our lifestyle to be so clear and calm. Effort happens, mindfulness and awareness become stronger. Now if you know that this one too much, bring it down. This one go down, bring it up. So mindfulness becomes stronger than the beginning. See, the beginning we just start, but after we do it more often, stronger. Stronger mindfulness, stronger awareness. So lifestyle of being mindful. We know that if I go to such place, I may be too excited, so maybe I'm not going. If I go to that place, I will feel so depressed, I don't go. See, awareness, mindfulness, it help us to know what's happening. And because of that, it turns to be concentration. Concentration. This one, concentration, stay put together. Stability, relax, calmness. Challenge, can't take them apart. Temptation, try to pull him that he come back. So both of them stay together. This is called stability of the mind. When the mind is stable, that means the mind is so clear but calm. So by doing like this, concentration, calmness, stability increase. And once two of them work well together, what happens? When the mind is so clear, when the mind is so calm,
another toy. They're going to produce more good qualities. Where's that? Oh. When the mind is so calm, so clear, so what's going to happen next? See clearer.
If the mind has no concentration, if the mind not stable, not clear, can't see, that will. Correct? So, calmer, clearer, more stable, see more beautiful view. See more. That's why ancient artists, even the Buddha, used this symbol. Orange. Use the symbol as the wheel. The wheel. See? This wheel. The symbol that when you practice it properly, from the virtue number one, it kickstarts the other and then it comes back. That's why it spins. Can you count how many of these, what you call? Balls. What did they find? How many?
1, 2, 3.
How many? 14 or 16? Sixteen, only one side?
Yeah.
16, one side, okay? And then, see here, how many? Infinite. Uncountable. That's why some artwork, stone carving, the Dhamma wheel, have more than 8 spokes. Because it's spinning. And it's spinning, it means it's dynamic. And dynamic means that these 8 virtues keep on happening in the mind. All the time. Once you spin this orange, or sorry, this green, they become more and more powerful. They spin more. Every time it comes back to concentration of mind, it encourages to see more. That's what understanding includes. Every time it comes back, every time more stable, more stability, calmer, see more, understand more. That's how the greatest development of these 8 qualities enable a person more calmness, more relaxed, but clearer, more stable. Lifestyle becomes better, healthier, and much stronger, more active, more determination, more awareness. Everything becomes more and more and more because you spin it. And if you don't spin it, it's not happen. It's not going to happen until we kickstart one of them. So it will automatically link to others. Well, because of that, the wheel spins. And that's why Linus enjoys herself. See? She keep on going on the track. And now she didn't just go on bicycle alone. She can take the honey with her. And then if she become more professional, another hand teeth. See? See, professional person like that can ride the bike and the hand free. Okay? That means that our lifestyle become more productive. Not only for ourselves, now we can help someone. We can expand to do other projects. But still on the wheel and spinning. Life still progressing. Accomplish our mission and benefit many more. So practice this
we call the middle way, not only ourselves, that feels so peaceful, our dream come true. We can help many more people. We can benefit many people and do many more areas, many more things. So this is what we say, find the middle way. And the Buddhist point of view, the word of the Buddha in the beginning, I chant the word Majjhima Patipatthā, means middle way. And in Buddhist point of view, middle way is these qualities that enable us to be so active but relaxed, go together. Yeah. Any question? You still have half an hour. I love your questions. Sometimes your questions can help your friends. Yes?
In your explanation, I became a bit confused because I couldn't see the difference between mindfulness and you.
Good. Thank you.
Very good question. Mindfulness is able to be aware, able to know what's happening and what all around. For example, you walk across the street, Pitt Street, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're mindful to walk, mindfulness, walk across the street. But if we are not aware, understanding this is 2 p.m. Pitt Street in Sydney, so many traffic. You have to be aware to look around, car or not. Understanding, view means understanding. Understanding situation that now we are going to cross the road, cross the street, the traffic light there, the car, where is the car, understanding of all around. Understand that if we walk across, we should go to the right place, walk across it. So view here in English, yeah, two words, right view or right understanding. Understanding that things happen according to conditions and factors. Like really hyperactive mind. We can't just pray, please calm down, please calm down, please. So understanding, okay, he's too active, too excited. Can't give him chili. Give him honey. Calm down. Something calm and relax. Right understanding enables us to see what we should do. Mindful is to be aware of what we are doing. So what your question is good, because understanding is a kind of mindfulness at the same time. But it's a kind of small quality of awareness, mindfulness. Still aware and mindful. But this one really concentrate on clear aware of whatever we are doing. This understanding, aware, mindful of what we should do in the beginning, that's enough to kickstart all this. And then when you do it, mindfulness becomes clearer. Clearly. Yeah. Right on the bicycle. Have to be mindful in the beginning. Where is the handle? Where is the path? After going on, then mindfulness will increase. Can balance it. Pothole, the heel, up and down.
Recognize it, and instead you are reacting to the pleasure. So, is that good for the mind?
Good question. Sometimes we worry so much. Plan A, or maybe not good. Plan B, plan C, D, E, F, G. Until someone says, no, plan A is good enough. You have done a good thing. You have done the best before, already good. Relax. You're good, good boy. Everything okay. Don't worry too much, be silly. You can't sleep. Next day you get too tired. It's okay, what is it? This is like honey. Somehow you don't recognize, as you say. You don't recognize that you already did a good thing, but be worried. You should do that by then, and then the whole night can't sleep. But actually, one is good enough. So sometimes we don't recognize someone help us. Good, you have done good, good enough, good enough. And that's the kind of time. So that's what we call honey. Recognition of the beautiful thing, good thing, or relax. From outside or from inside is that thing. I think I have done the best thing and the people happy. Think positively of ourselves, really. It can help to bring them back.
Any more questions?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. In the real working world, I think this is where we always find the middle way is confusing as well. Because at one side, probably from my real life, one side, we are given tasks, you know, like by your employer, and said you must reach, you know, this much health per day. But you know, at the same time, you might try for me to do it in a middle way, but in some ways it's not right because you can't reach, you know, like that target without actually pushing, you know, your agenda in some way. And it's really hard for us. I mean, like, you know, for me in the real world, you know, to actually make it and make sure it's on the balance. Because if I don't fulfill the target, I lose my job. If I fulfill the target, I just felt there's a real personal fight within my heart because I'm not really probably doing the real thing. So in that kind of situation, what would be your best advice to actually do this device in the way I actually do it?
Very good question. Yes. See? Someone said, rush there, go there. No, no, relax, take time. No, go, relax, go together. See? We can walk nice and can talk one another here to the garden. No, go, we walk, enjoy. See? And we love to enjoy it. But no, the boss said, go, enjoy. It's like that. See? It's a balancing. Balancing is how we can get there because someone there, they want us to be there. And if we don't go, we lose a job. And how? Where are you going to sleep? So someone put a pressure. But we know that if we walk like this, it's more comfortable. So how to do it now? Yep.
In Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, I experienced, I told you the story a few times. Athletes who came to the Olympic Village, every single one of them came with a mountain of expectation. Mountain. Not only expect from themselves, the whole country. I pay for you. Go. So now they don't feel that they do for themselves now. Everyone watch them. So may some of them lost that balance. They run out of fear. They perform out of pressure, stress. Some of them never enjoy the games. Very strange, you know. Olympic Village is a place supposed to be happiest moment. But look at the coach. Look at the organizer. Like that. See? They're full of stress. I know the Olympic village manager who organized all the functions in the village to run smooth. And one of the supervisors, his assistant, become a manager of the religious center.
a Buddhist room, Islam room, Hindu room, Christian room, and in charge is a father, Catholic father. And he, like this, every time I see him, why? Stress, worry, stress and worry. Yeah. The game is supposed to bring happiness, but so much stress. This has happened. So one athlete from Mozambique, the lady who ran for 800 meters, of course it's 2011 years ago, Catherine Freeman, if you still remember her, ran for 400 meters, correct? This one, 800 meters. The coach is from English coach, trained her so well. She came this meditation room this hour. Tomorrow she has to run competition. Now the runner, nervous. Like this. And the coach asks for help, please help her. The whole country expects only her. Like that. Can't smile. Say, oh, what I can do? Okay, dim the light. Turn on the candlelight. Soft music. Lock the door. Only the coach, me, and the lady meditate together. Relax, breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and out. Say, do your best, do your best. You have done the best. Whatever I talk, a kind of, what do you call, pep talk? Okay, calm down. I'm down. So 1 hour gone, she, oh, feels so good. Feel better, now can breathe deeply. Say, okay, good. Next morning, same hour, come back after competition. Gold medal. Yeah. Gold medal. Thank you so much. You helped her. I didn't help. She did the run. I didn't run with her. It's only that she can let go that expectation. That's why she performed the best. So in the business world, competition, people expect us, even we expect ourselves. We can't perform the best because such expectation, attachment and worry. Until we clear them all out, we can do maybe more than what we expect. Like we play games. I know you but have so many sometimes some afternoon play the games together, correct? Basketball or badminton. If you play for fun. You laugh, correct? Oh, you miss the hit, miss the ball, and never enjoy it. But if gold medal, and all the people in New South Wales watching you, what happened? Different now. See, you can't have good time. Sometimes you can't perform well. So maybe the secret always come back here. Do the best we can. Yeah, put that expectation over there. We know that we need to do it. Okay, but we try to do the best. This is how meditation comes to help us. This is how we need to spin this orange. More often. Every day. Spin it. Do it. In order to build up the new lifestyle in our own mind. We have to build this mechanism as much as we need to cope with the modern lifestyle. See? Then like Linus. First can't let go of the handle, now he can let go. See, this is how we train ourselves. From driving the car to hand, now mobile phone. And then sometimes, oh, ice cream. See, sometimes people drive without holding the handle at all. See, that is show how professional. But don't do it, okay? That is only example. That when the mind is calm, we can perform more than what we think. So this is a secret. Secret that we have to practice the middle way in our own mind all the time. So that thing you can see very surprised. Actually, customer, I have one book, I just purchased it 2 days ago. It's called Who Dares Sell. Have you watched a document or heard about SAS? You know what SAS? special, whatever air service or the British troop, the special force SS, they got the motto say, who dare, got S or not? Who dare sails, correct?
Win.
Yeah, oh, sorry. For the soldier, who dare wins. And then that book that I just bought called Who Dare Sails. I hope it's correct.
And that book talk about the secret of management, business, salesperson. And the book say really clear, smile. First page, smile. If you want to sell something, smile. Yes, for fun, say 24th of August is our body night. 49-24. Oh, buy your ticket. See? 49! Happy! Smile! That is the secret of sales, business. Smile. Keep on smiling. Positive attitude. Smile. Relax. Because sometimes customer already they got the bill, but the salesperson keep on smiling, so charming, so sweet. Okay, I buy another one. Already have one, but feel like it, welcoming. So relaxed to be close by, so friendly, like family. I think that is the key. It's not only the production, but the way, how. Same thing, maybe the boss may expect something from us to achieve such a certain goal, money. But look at that kind of boss. Happy or not happy? Maybe we become hero in our own company because we so relaxed, so free, people love. Maybe the boss go back from drink a lot of alcohol, smoke a lot, can't sleep. And eventually they turn back, why you so happy? Sometimes it happens that we do. We become refuge, example for people, healthy lifestyle. So this is something that we prove. We prove by our own deeds, by our own accomplishments, and win all someone's heart by our own actions. So this is how I say, even the whole world expects something, we can do all of this. And sometimes we can't please everyone in the world. We can't. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do it. People think so different way. So we have to think, we try to do the best. And it comes that you lose a job, then find something else to do. If so far that these two guys work together, okay, change the job. Okay. See, sometimes some people need to change the job, it's okay. And happier, more productive. Keep the same job, good money, can't sleep. So more wrinkle, hair gray more than before joining this company, still good. 2 months later, more gray hairs. Maybe too much, consider. So sometimes we have to consider. Again, selection. Middle way, balance. Yes?
What about the someone who has a lot of plans, like A, B, C, D, F, and then you're so successful, but all the plans were wrong? And if we say that they have done a good job and things like that, so we must be lying, isn't it?
No, you know, sometimes people always make mistakes. No one is perfect in the world, correct? Even though no plan really worked, but then what we learn? We learn next time, plan L. Learn from plan A all the way to plan L. Learn from experience. You see. Like building the pagoda in Bandung, we have so many plans, you know. architect draw the plan for us, all the monks enjoy changing the architect plan. Changing every night, actually. Yeah, we do our own style. And architect come back, look. This is not my drawing. To fit in, he's happy actually. Okay, I change the paper, will follow what you did. You have to change the drawing, follow the stone that we already cut. The engineer too say, what, you don't have in this paper what you put there already. Okay, ask. Then you have to write down in the paper what I did. Okay, put it. How big steel you put? You put in the paper. The engineer is so kind. Yeah. Because when you look ultimately, the whole world is what we call changing forever. And what we all need in this life is only perfect peace, peacefulness in the mind. Sometimes we may think that we have extra this colorful like that, it is happy. But actually sometimes simple is happy enough. So that's why when we found the right middle way for us, and we saw, we call conclusion, no worry, peace. Old car, but no worry. Old t-shirt, still no worry. I have seen some of you use the same t-shirt from 5 years ago until now. No worry. Still working, you're functioning. Peaceful. Feel happy. See? So whatever we do, middle way that we feel alright, peaceful, and not create any harm, headache to anyone. Not bad to any community. Productive, peaceful, human being. Very good question. I have this experience myself when I study in university, and then I read a lot of Dhamma books, and I see many monks, visit many teachers. I feel so inspired. So one summer I just decided I like to join the summer program, ordination for a month. So I tell mom and dad. They're not happy, but okay, 1 month. From 1 month until 25 years now. Yeah. 1 month later, I came back home, still wrong. Mom see me cry. She knows something. Dad really angry. You already finished third year. You start fourth year now. 4, 5, 6 graduate, doctor, then you can go become a monk. Now you should finish, become a doctor first, make more money, whatever, and then go. I don't mind. I say, Dad, thank you for your advice, but life is so impermanent. I don't know. Second, I have seen many doctors got so headache. Some of them commit suicide. Some of them do the bad thing to society. So I don't think that being a doctor makes so much money and reputation in society. This is a special one. So I say, I think that this way, what the Buddha saying, so direct, so clear. And you look at mom and dad, I know that even though our family can be millionaires, but if two of you not happy, that money can't help anything. So I make my decision. I have to look for the best thing for mom and dad to be peaceful. But talk to them, they don't understand. But mom and dad didn't understand. Even though they respect, but they can't see it. So I try to talk, they try to talk, he tried to talk. No one listened to nobody. So I had to close my mouth. Let them talk. No, I feel pain in my heart. I cry in my heart that I can't explain. So I make my determination, I have to prove something. So I run away into the bush. They can't find me. But my dad keep on, he is very determined person. He keep on searching me all around Thailand, even though no Google yet. Telephone, where is my mother? Call my friends, call my teacher, call him. Run the car and fly the airplane looking for me. Like that. I feel so sad, you know. I feel so sad during that time. My dad looking for me, my mom. That increased my inner strength that I have to achieve something. I have to show them something. That this way is peaceful day and happy. Not only myself, but like them to experience the teachings of the Buddha, peaceful. You know, it took 17 years. Not 17 years. 2002. How many years ago? 10 years ago. Yes, about that. 17 years to prove for my mom. And the moment that she agreed is the moment when she passed away in my arms. That she realized that why I did like this. 17 years and only last moment in her life when I told her that all brother, sister, really busy family, I am alone to be with her in the hospital for 3 months, do everything for her. Make her proud of herself, happy. All the other brothers and sisters did their best. But she realized that what I try is bring her mind into that peacefulness. And it took me 23 years for my father. Actually, 24 years. My dad just passed away in February. That she saw that what I did 25 years ago upset them. But now they realize. Nobody can bring anything. It's just peacefulness in the mind. Okay. So that's why sometimes we may care someone, don't want to upset, but with some strong understanding, good reason, and you don't break their heart. You don't do a kind of negative thing as curse them, yell at them, do violence thing to them, but prove by use our good qualities to win over their heart. It may take long time, but it becomes so rewarding. So, in order to follow someone's expectation, mom and dad want me to follow the worldly way. I don't want to disappoint them, but I see something better than that. I don't do what they say. And they even, my mother, before I became a monk, I have one girlfriend too. She's very nice. Even though I never go to watch movie with her at all, I just took her to the temple. Never have dinner together. And Valentine's Day, I never give her red rose, I give her lotus blossom. So, but she's really nice. My mom and dad love her so much. They bring her to the temple where I became a monk. I saw her, I melt down. have to run away to the mountain. I disappoint them all. But they eventually learn some good thing in their life. So this is how patience, endurance, determination, will, understanding in life. Even though not enlightened, I don't mean that I attain enlightenment now, but I still have this view, understanding, and I try to make it happen. Understand more, understand more. Yeah. So by this way, we feel the way, whatever we like to do. We know that stay in the forest like the monk, so good in the mind, so much peaceful, and prove by our own actions. Eventually, all my relatives, they come. They're happy. They see what I did to mom and dad. Any question? Maybe one last question?
No questions?
No? So if no question, I'd like to give blessing to everyone. Okay? Thank you so much. In conclusion, find the middle way is find the way that we can accomplish our mission. Whatever mission that we're looking for, graduation, happy peacefulness in world, in eventually the ultimate goal is perfect peace in the mind or no suffering. The way to find the middle way, how to find middle way is just how to balance it. Have to understand what happened in the mind, understand the cause, conditions, factors, understand how to. So from that understanding, it leading to thought, speech, action, style, effort, the mindfulness, calmness of mind. The more we try to exercise such understanding, thinking, doing, acting, we become stronger in the mind and we be able to be clear, active, relax at the same time, walk together on the way to accomplish, to achieve whatever we want in life. So once we found it, that means middle way completely done. And to check that we get close or not, that is to see the response calmer, more peaceful, more relaxed, less stress, less depressed, less anxiety. So that is a checking point, a kind of evaluation to ourselves. Is this the right way or not? That is what the Buddha said. Practice the right way, less and less suffering. So I would like to rejoice with everyone. May the blessing of Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha be with all of us, and we wish that all the good things that we have done, we encourage of us to keep on your walk on the middle way. Sapitiyo vivacchandu sabharoko vinasatu matea bhava vandarayo asuki tikayuko bhava abhyo danasili sanicha uthabhajayino jataro dhamma Vatanti ayu vanava sukhaṁ Bhalaṁ bhavatu sapamankalaṁ rakhindu sapadevata Sapaputhanupavena satasoti bhavantute Dhavatu sapamankalaṁ rakhindu sapadevata Sapatammanupavena satasoti bhavantute Bhavatu sapamankalaṁ rakhindu sapadevata Sapasankanupavena satasutiya bhavantute. Yeah. So I leave the honey and chili for you. Enjoy.